It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh, my phone keeps going off. 1 second. I need to go disable it. Short version, my family doesn't understand technology. It's very frustrating. That's the shortest version. Oh, crap. I got a bad echo. Oh, golly. Alright, what the fuck is going on? Everything on my computer is wrong. I launched Firefox or Thunderbird, and now it's got some kind of weird bar in the middle. I don't know what the fuck it wants me to do. It's okay. We're just going to close our windows and relaunch them, and it'll be fine. All right. Well, I guess I'm so frustrated right now. I'm just trying to calm down. Give me a second. Here, I'll play you a song or something. Oh, that's right. I can't play you any songs because Apple is a fucking proprietary DNR. Not DNR. DRM nightmare hellhole. Anyway, here's Drag Me. Jesus fucking Christ! This is me off so much.
The problem with me is I was always a big fish in a small stale pond. Till I moved out to the city where I really got stung. I'm a young lazy bum who feels 106. Sometimes I wonder on the down low why I even exist. Should I go tell it to a shrink? I'm starting to think.
Commercial, non-profit, member-supported underground radio station.
Powered by the SDF Public Access Unix System.
Well, I've collected myself as much as I can. I'll try and set up the laptop a little bit better, but I'm mad. I'm stuck using these crappy $5 headphone headset because the $100 one, I don't know where I put it. Maybe I sat on it. Maybe I threw it away. Who knows? I'm kind of insane when it comes to physical things. And so, who knows what I did with it? Maybe I glued it to the ceiling somewhere. We'll find out eventually. Let's see if I can type and get into comm. Now my comm is laggy. Is this me? Is this real life? Oh, my T-Mux is all screwed up, that's why. Let's try to SSH to SDF. Deep breaths. Okay, maybe I'm just having a bad time because I can't connect to SDF. It says I'm on here. Maybe my VPS is having a heart attack. It's okay. Just Nice slow start today, I guess. Okay. Maybe that'll be better. Who am I? Who am I? Okay. Much calm. Hit R. Let's see if anybody's in. Oh. Okay. Okay, let's see what's going on. X1's in the house. Handy C and WX Boss. So good. All right. Ugh, gross. I went to make coffee before this. As you can tell, everything's fallen apart. I went to make coffee. I poured the creamer. Apparently, I grabbed the sweetened creamer from the store and not the regular creamer. So now I've got this syrup in a cup. And it's agitating me. I'm very pissed off. I'm very agitated. I'm trying my best, though. So we're just going to take deep breaths and go nice and slow while we talk about stuff that makes me angry. I guess that's the fate of everybody. But thanks, WX Boss, for the support. And thanks, everybody, for being here, hanging out. Today is December the 26th, 2023. So it's the day after Christmas. Yesterday, I was driving home. I, on a lark, went to visit my parents on Christmas Eve. And the plan was that I would leave around 9 or 10 in the morning on Christmas, and then that would mean I'd get home in time, I could do the show, all would be well. But my parents were very sad to see me leave, and so we kind of delayed. And before I knew it, it was 1900 while I was driving. So I tried to call in to the show. I connected and played a song or two, I think, and tried to talk, but... Christmas Day traffic was insane. It was rather frustrating because I'd picture on Christmas Day people would be mellow. Oh, nay, nay. The people who were driving on the road on Christmas Day were all, like, I would go 70, the speed limit, and then I would get passed by somebody going faster than me, and I'd be like, oh, well, maybe I need to go faster. So then I'd speed up so that I was kind of staying as fast as they were. But then more people would pass me, and it seemed like the faster I went, the more agitated people were to pass me. And this is on a two-lane road where I'm in the right-hand lane, and the passing traffic can pass me easily to the left, but for whatever reason, they did not like that. It seems like the attitude was that they were trying to get people to yield to them as opposed to just coexist. Sir William knows the truth. Yeah, I'm in Austin. I was driving from between here and Houston back to Houston, or back to Austin. But yeah, war never stops. But sometimes people pause it to play football. Good point, X1. Good point. Yeah, there's plenty of death and destruction to talk about. So let's get into it. So first in France. French police have arrested a 33-year-old man suspected of murdering his wife and four children. An investigation began after their five bodies were found in a flat in... It's M-E-A-U-X. I almost want to call it Mal or Mo, but I don't know. Let me know. I'm sure you guys that are Francophiles will let me know. But it's 40 kilometers northeast of Paris. The victims are a woman and her four children, aged between 9 months and 10 years old. Prosecutors said Jean-Baptiste Bladier described a scene of extreme violence when police reached the flat, with pools of blood at the scene. One of the things about getting rid of child bodies is they hold a lot less blood than full-grown people, so I guess he needed extra bodies to make all the blood. The flat showed no sign of break-in, and children's father was not present. The alarm was raised after a neighbor had tried to reach the family several times, and then he saw the shutters were down, and decided something was wrong. She told French media she found blood on the door handle and in front of the door, and then called police. The police traced the suspect by following CCTV footage, eventually arresting him at his father's home in nearby Severn. Mr. Bladier said the suspect was known to the police due to a previous case of domestic violence. In 2019, a month before the birth of the couple's third child, the suspect attacked his partner with a knife. The Versailles Judicial Police Service is investigating the murders. Mr. Bladier said the mother of her two eldest daughters, aged 10 and 7, had suffered a large number of stab wounds. The two youngest, a boy aged 4 and a baby of 9 months, didn't have any visible wounds on their bodies and had been strangled or possibly drowned. Neighbors said the 35-year-old mother was nice and spoke to everybody. So, of course, this is a BBC story, so that means... Oh, what do you mean? What could it mean? Oh, it means, yes, there is a link to... What could it be? Oh, it's a map. M-E-A-U-X. Just to show us where this cat city is in relation to Paris, I'm going to believe that it's meow, like a French cat says meow this way. M-E-A-U-X. So from Paris to meow in the north part of France. And you can look at the map if you'd like at sdf.org/l/1i6. That's sdf.org/lima/1india6. It's all lowercase, all together. sdf.org/l/1i6. Ah, X1 letting us know it's Mo. All right, Mo. So yeah, that's going on there. Now, it wouldn't be Christmas if we didn't talk about U.S. Supplied or U.S. Destruction. Let's see. Romans en Domus. Thank you, X1. And Tobe, thanks for the... I'm not sure what it is, but I'll say it. Romans en Domus. So, first, on Christmas Day, Israel gave the people of Gaza a wonderful present of a bunch of bombs. At least 70 people were killed in an Israeli airstrike on Christmas Eve at the Al-Maghazi refugee camp in the center of Gaza, Palestinian authorities and the Strip said. Another 23 people were killed in an assault on Khan Yunis, bringing the total number of deaths to more than 100, marking the date as one of the deadliest in the conflict so far. The Hamas-run Palestinian Health Ministry said that at least 12 women and 7 children were among those who died. Footage from the camp showed dozens of injured people, including children, being rushed to nearby Al-Aqsa Hospital, famously attacked and sieged earlier this month, while some of the bodies were piled outside in body bags. I had the unfortunate experience of observing someone's crushed head on social media as a result of this bombing, so it's news to me because, hey, I had a nice, unsettling evening yesterday when I saw that. And don't worry, the United States doesn't just fight proxy wars. The U.S. has directly launched an attack on Iraq. The Iraqi government has condemned airstrikes by the U.S. military on its territory as hostile acts after the Pentagon said it hit sites used by pro-Iranian forces to target U.S. forces. The U.S. strikes killed one member of the Iraqi security forces and wounded 18 people, including civilians. The government in Baghdad said on Tuesday, calling them an unacceptable attack on Iraqi sovereignty that would harm bilateral relations. Don't worry. The United States continues to exert its force around the world. We got a nice Handy C sharing a link here. Romani Ite Domum. And then a link to a Wikipedia article. So let's open that up real quick. People called Roman, then go to the house. Oh, this is from The Life of Brian. Romans go home is the correct Latin phrase for the graffito Romanes ont domus. The scene features John Cleese as a centurion and Graham Chapman as Brian. At the stage, a would-be member of the revolutionary group, the People's Front of Judah, to prove himself worthy to be a member of the group. Very fun. what have the Romans ever done for us? Thank you, Thrig. Welcome, welcome. Thanks, guys, for the lightheartedness. I needed a little bit of levity there. The Senegalese Navy has seized 690 kilograms of cocaine being transported to Europe in an ultra-fast go-fast boat and arrested the 5 Spaniards on board. The deep-sea patrol boat intercepted the other boat on Friday, 220 kilometers off the coast of Senegal. The patrol boat had to use verbal warnings and later warning shots to stop the boat, which had released its cargo before the intervention. 690 kilograms of cocaine were recovered. On November 28th and December 16th, the Senegalese army had announced seizures at sea of almost 3 tons of cocaine on each occasion. More than 800 kilograms of cocaine were also seized in January from a vessel off Dakar by the Senegalese Navy. Long considered a simple transit zone for drugs produced in Latin America en route to Europe, West and Central Africa has also become a region of heavy consumption, according to the UN's Nations Office on Drugs and Crime. So yeah, definitely seizures at sea are dangerous if you're piloting the boat. You definitely want to have medical personnel available, which is a good tie-in because I've been watching One Piece, and One Piece's doctor is one Tony Chopper, which is a magical reindeer that gained magical powers and has been able to turn into a half-unicorn, half-human hybrid. And there's a new study coming to us from The Guardian that reindeer can multitask and chew while they sleep. If your ceaseless feasting at Christmas leaves you exhausted, it may be worth taking inspiration from reindeer. Research suggests the animals can sleep while chewing. During the summer months, reindeer spend most of their time munching foliage, an important activity given food can be scarce in the winter. However, a study suggests one way they balance their need to digest with the need to sleep is by multitasking. We speculate that in the wild, the rumination might take over an important part of the sleep coverage. Professor Gabriella Wagner, a co-author of the research from the Norwegian Institute of Bioeconomy Research in Tromsø, Norway. Writing in the journal Current Biology, the team report that they collected data on brain activity from 4 adult female deer using non-invasive electrodes stuck to their scalps. The data was gathered over 4 days in each of the winter, summer, and autumn seasons, during which the animals were exposed to constant darkness, constant light, and natural change between day and night. Analysis of the EEG data revealed that the reindeer spent on average the same amount of time asleep regardless of the season, with the proportion of time spent in each sleep phase, be it REM or non-REM sleep, also steady. Among other work, the team carried out experiments in which they disrupted the reindeer's sleep for 2-hour periods, finding this led to an increase in slow wave activity in the animals' brains, indicating the animals felt the need to sleep. we kept the reindeer awake at night, and they got sleepy. It's big science right there. On average, the reindeer spent the same amount of time in the cud-chewing sleep state across the seasons, likely as a result of the captive environment of the study, where easy-to-digest food was provided. However, they noted that individual reindeer that ruminated more had less additional non-REM sleep. So they suggest these findings could have an important implication for reindeer in the wild. The ability to sleep while digesting might be especially important during the short summer when the reindeer are very active all day to eat enough food and accumulate fat in anticipation of the food-sparse winter months. So I thought that was kind of cool. by Need for Sleep Unbound Now from Electronic Arts. It's 1919 UTC, so it's a good time to remind everyone that today is Tuesday, and that means, just like every other day, at 1930 UTC, every goddamn day, right here on Anon Radio, is the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe, a fun show that lasts only 30 minutes. You wish it would last longer, but it's a ton of fun. Stick around for that. It's a good time, so I definitely want to check that out. Oh, man, I'm running out of gas. I'm thirsty, and my stupid coffee is just a glass of... It's such a weird brain problem where it's like, I'm thirsty. There's a glass of cold liquid next to me, but it's the syrup. It's just so sweet, it makes me want to retch. All right, well, what else is going on? If you have a penis, beware. Risk of penile fractures at a rise during Christmas time. It may be the season of loving and giving, but doctors have warned against embracing the spirit too enthusiastically, at least where sexual relations are concerned. They've discovered that Christmas period is associated with a significant increased risk of penile fractures, a medical emergency in which the erection-producing regions of the penis snap, usually as a result of forceful bending during over-enthusiastic intercourse. This injury tends to occur during wild sex, particularly in positions where you're not in direct eye contact, according to Nicholas P. Pyrgiades, a urologist at the Ludwig Maximilian University of Munich, who led the research. The fractures are often heard by an audible crack, followed by severe pain, rapid loss of erection, and severe swelling and bruising. When patients present to their doctor, their penis often looks like that of an eggplant. So, just be aware. don't get too excited during Christmas time, or at least, be careful. Let's see what we got here in calm going on. Sir William and Thrigg are in the house. Let's see. Cats and snakes and whatnot often try to murder. We're talking about birds with their eye flying, sleeping with one eye open, letting one half of the brain sleep at a time. Let's see. Alexei Navalny has been found. He says, "Don't worry about me." Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny has taken to social media to tell his supporters not to worry. Reappearing for the first time since December 6th, he confirmed his arrival at an Arctic prison and said he was in good spirits. His team had had no contact with him while he was being moved from one jail to the other. Considered Vladimir Putin's most vocal opponent, Mr. Navalny has been in prison since 2021. Writing on Twitter that he was the new Santa, Mr. Navalny confirmed on Tuesday that he had been moved to the IK3, that's India Kilo 3, penal colony, nicknamed Polar Wolf, in the northern town of Kharkiv, some 1,900 kilometers northeast of Moscow. So, just a heads up there. Along with that, Russia has confirmed one of its warships was damaged in a Ukrainian attack on a Black Sea port. The airstrike took place early on Tuesday morning, and the Ministry of Defense said the large landing ship was struck by Ukrainian aircraft carrying guided missiles. The head of the Ukrainian Air Force said earlier its warplanes had destroyed the ship. One person was killed in the attack. Several others were reportedly hurt. So, pretty good. Let's talk about kids for a minute. First, a 6-year-old boy flew alone to the wrong U.S. city after he was incorrectly boarded on a Spirit Airlines plane. That's gotta be terrible. And what's even worse is the boy is named after a child's ghost that's famous in the United States. Casper was traveling from Philadelphia to meet his grandmother in Fort Myers, Florida, but he ended up in Orlando, a 4-hour drive away, after he was mistakenly put on the wrong plane. Spirit Airlines has apologized and offered to reimburse his grandmother for the drive to pick Casper up. Casper was meant to be traveling from Philadelphia to Southwest Florida International Airport in Fort Myers on Thursday to meet his grandmother, but in a scene reminiscent of Home Alone 2, when Kevin gets on a wrong flight, leaving him stranded far away from home at Christmas, Casper was put on a plane to Orlando, which is 160 miles from Fort Myers. After the plane was supposed to be landed and her grandson wasn't on it, panic set in. I ran inside the plane to the flight attendant and asked her, "Where's my grandson? He was handed over to you at Philadelphia." She said the flight attendant told her, "No, I had no kids with me." Fortunately, Casper managed to phone his grandmother soon after he landed in Orlando. Ms. Ramos then drove from Fort Myers to pick up her grandson. "I want them to call me and let me know my grandson ended up in Orlando. How did that happen? How did they get him off the plane? He jumped in the wrong plane by himself?" Obviously, the mother's upset. Grandma's upset. But unlike Home Alone 2, she was just a short drive away and she drove over there and picked him up. Well, not short, a couple hours. As a child, not the best thing. He could have easily been taken away. So, anyway. We've got about 6 minutes to go before the Dubious Goals Committee. I would remind everyone, on Tuesdays is Praise Then Darkness. We got a note here from DJ Northern Lights. "Whew, Tuesday snuck up on me with the holidays. Well, Christmas is over and it's almost my birthday. I'm going to play some fun, ravey-type music today, Tuesday at 2300 UTC. See you in comm." So if you are a non-radio listener like you are doing right now, listening to a non-radio, then you may want to tune in for that. You can always press the equal sign in comm or go to anonradio.net to see what's coming up and what's going on with the radio. So check that out. And what else? Oh, well, you got other stuff. There's a lot of stuff going on. Queen Camilla hosted a child with a big brain tumor for afternoon tea, and a vibrating pill just may give dieters a feeling of fullness. A vibrating pill swallowed before eating that creates a feeling of fullness. The research, which is yet to be carried out in humans, shows that after 30 minutes of activity by the Vibes pill, pigs ate on average almost 40% less food in the following half hour than they did without the device, and gained weight more slowly. The Vibes name is acronym derived from the pill's title, Vibrating Ingestive Bioelectronic Stimulator. The work in pigs suggests the vibrations activate stretch receptors in the stomach, simulating the presence of food. Thrigg saying, you could also just eat a cup of lentils instead of eating this wacky pill. You know, there's a lot of different ways you can do it. Drink a glass of water, all sorts of stuff. But hey, you know what? You could also just drink. Just don't abuse alcohol, because alcohol misuse and loneliness increase the risk of early onset dementia. Groundbreaking research identified 15 factors that significantly raised the chance of developing the illness, and among them were hypertension, depression, alcohol intoxication, stroke, genetic risk, high deprivation, diabetes, heart disease, vitamin D deficiency, hearing impairment, high C-reactive protein levels, and social isolation. Other factors were things like high grip strength, hand grip strength, formal education, and alcohol use. yeah, sorry. Sorry, guys. Hold on. I gotta stay here for a minute. Oh, why? Oh, my vibrating pill is vibrating. just to give you a quick, we've only got a couple of minutes, so I'll just give you the headlines. Sorry, nuclear fans. The world's first modular high-temperature gas-cooled reactor nuclear power plant entered commercial operation. I think I mentioned this, but I just wanted to mention that they had a 168-hour demonstration run for the reactor, and now it's just running. It's up and operating, providing energy to China. And production has begun at 3 U.S. uranium mines. Energy Fuels has commenced production at 3 of its permitted and developed uranium mines in Arizona and Utah in response to strong market conditions. The company also expects to begin production at 2 additional mines in Colorado and Wyoming within a year. So, if you need your uranium, you can buy it domestically soon. Hyperloop One has shut down. If you remember, this is one of Elon Musk's boring company kind of things. The aim of Hyperloop One, based on an idea by Elon Musk, was to dramatically cut journey times by providing like an underground high-speed railway. But they're out of business. Don't worry about it. And Japan's SLIM, that Sierra Lima India Mike, or SLIM, successfully has entered lunar orbit and is gearing up for a precision moon landing. This is pretty exciting. Japan's slim robotic spacecraft entered lunar orbit on December 25th, setting up a moon landing attempt scheduled for January 19th. Slim completed a roughly 3-minute-long lunar orbit insertion burn at 2:51 a.m. The Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, or JAXA, announced on Christmas. Slim is now in a 600 by 4,000-kilometer polar lunar orbit. The spacecraft is currently in a normal condition, and it will soon gradually lower its orbit in preparation for landing. It's scheduled to begin at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on January 19th. So, very exciting. Very exciting indeed. Well, we're in the last few seconds of the show, so thanks for being here. Thanks for tuning in. Please enjoy the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'll be back tomorrow with some more news and hopefully better headphones.